The 27-member bloc not only endorsed a multi-billion-dollar financial rescue plan during the 2 days of talks, but also called for a larger overhaul of the financial system that has led to the crisis. President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, which holds a rotating EU presidency, will be holding talks with President Bush on Saturday to push for a larger international summit on the financial meltdown by year's end. In remarks following the Brussels meeting, Mr. Sarkozy also called for joint European action to solve a larger economic crisis looming behind the financial one.
Et la question en tant que président du Conseil, j'ai posé au chef d'État et de gouvernement.
Mr. Sarkozy said the economic crisis is here. The European Union has shown a coordinated response to the financial crisis, he says. It must now respond to the economic one. He said the bloc would deliver that response by the end of the year. But EU leaders did not agree on another key issue, global warming. While the targets to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by 2020 remained unchanged, Eastern European countries are worried about the price tag of doing so. In remarks to reporters, Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski warned of a possible Polish veto.
We will do everything we can to avoid having to veto, but there has to be willingness to address real issues concerning whole branches of industry and millions of consumers and hundreds of billions of euros of financial flows across Europe. There has to be a willingness to address these.
EU leaders also disagreed over whether to resume talks with Moscow on a special partnership and cooperation agreement that had been suspended due to the Russia-Georgia conflict. They will address the matter during an EU-Russia summit next month. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.